With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Swiss authorities are investigating the deadly New Year's morning fire in a popular night spot in the Alps. Around 40 people were killed, more than 100 injured.
The authorities are ruling out an attack, but there was a suggestion from them that it could be what's called in English a blaze over, in which a fire starts and then spreads in a flash, so that the air is sucked out and everything that is able to burn, that is combustible, ignites. And certainly some of the survivors reported that they saw the flames, a few flames, and they were then surrounded.
The BBC's Imogen Folk says the blaze quickly engulfed a crowded bar. Escalating his tax the rich rhetoric, New York City's Democrat Socialist Mayor Zohran Mamdani at his public swearing-in ceremony promises universal child care and free mass transit, among other giveaways. The new year brings higher health care costs for millions of Americans.
When the calendar turned to 2026, enhanced tax credits for enrollees in the Affordable Care Act expired. Congress and the White House squabbled over the issue, but ultimately took no action. As a result, Obamacare premiums are rising by more than 100%, according to the research group KFF. The end of those pandemic-era subsidies affects a cross-section of Americans who don't get their health insurance from an employer and don't qualify for Medicaid or Medicare. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A mountain lion attack is suspected in the death of a woman hiking alone in the northern Colorado mountains. Her body was found by other hikers along a remote section of a trail. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are 185 points higher. This is SRN News. A Virginia school system votes on pronouns.
Members of the Chesapeake School Board have decided to enact a policy barring any school from forcing students or faculty from using the preferred pronouns of a transgender person. Board Chairman Angela Swigert says, quote, "A person who does not fundamentally agree with the use of alternative pronouns and titles cannot be compelled to use them. However, the voluntary use of transgender pronouns is not prohibited." Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump says he's endorsing Nassau County's Republican executive for governor in this year's New York race. The endorsement could help ensure that Bruce Blakeman doesn't face a serious contender in his push to win the GOP primary. Blakeman came to national prominence for supporting a policy that bans teams and organizations that let males play against females from using Nassau County sports facilities. He has also created a volunteer law enforcement unit that works alongside federal authorities. This is SRN News. Analysts expect AI will continue playing a big role in the markets this year.
Wall Street closed out another banner year for stocks on Wednesday with a downbeat finish that extended the market's recent losing streak to a fourth day. Just the same, the major U.S. stock indexes all finished with strong gains for the year. Wall Street's 2025 gains came as investors embraced the optimism surrounding artificial intelligence and its potential for boosting profits across almost all sectors moving forward. Bob Agner reporting.
Farmers are now learning how much aid they can expect to receive from a $12 billion package that President Trump recently announced. The Agriculture Department is out with the figures on how much aid per acre farmers can plan. The details didn't arrive after most farmers already met with their bankers to arrange financing for next year's crops and placed orders for the seed and fertilizer that they will need. More details at SRNNews.com.